Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I don't know why I even need to do a countdown anymore. Here we are. Welcome, everybody. Another episode of, or edition. Is it called episode or edition? I'm not sure.
New edition?
Edition? Sure. Not new edition. They're not here. Welcome, everybody. Calm Down podcast. I had to audible. For those of you that aren't sports fans, that means change the play at the line of scrimmage. I'm doing a renovation for a home and they don't have Wi-Fi there. So guess where I am, Aaron?
I mean, where else would you want to be? Ryan Russillo's pad. A lot of girls are enviable
of this position right now. So Ryan and you and a bunch of people all kind of live in the same vicinity. So I cruise down here real quick, knowing that we are going to have the Ryans on the podcast. So I'm excited. Ryan's over in the other room right now watching games. Who knew that the NBA scored so many points? Anyways, how was your week, babe?
Week was good. Thank God the draft was on. I mean, what a way to kick it off. Aaron Rodgers apparently wants out, so the sources say. Who are these sources and where did they get their intel? That's what I want to know. The only person I listen to is RJ Glazer. So yeah, that made all 3 days just so exciting. And also, it's just fun to talk about the NFL. You worked a little bit of boxing, which I don't even know how you got mentally prepared for that. How was it?
I did. Full disclosure. Even when our executive producer called me and was like, hey, what are you doing on May 1st? Can you work this boxing event? Per our previous conversation that we had with the sweet ladies that were asking for career advice, say yes and figure out the rest later. So yes. I said yes and then studied because I knew nothing about the fight. But it ended up being great. It was a wonderful fight, went 12 rounds, and it was a good experience. And again, I think I'm reminded that even as long as we've been doing this, sometimes it's good to put ourselves in uncomfortable positions or even be asked to host something that maybe isn't our expertise. And I think for me, the best way to approach that was just with some self-deprecation and be honest with the viewer that, hey, I don't cover this sport, but I mean, I'd like to believe I know TV, but anyway, so it was a good experience. It was a reminder that I really, really love live events. I mean, we were, at the Dignity Health Center. It's changed names a bunch of times, but we were at the Dignity Health Center. Seeing a live sporting event is something that I haven't been to. I mean, I know that you are out on the road every single week, but I'm in studio. So I haven't been to a live event in a year and a half. So for me, that was enjoyable just to be with a crowd and stretch my wings in that place. But yeah, so I'm excited. And also, it is our birthday. By the time this episode airs, it will have been our birthday and we will need a lot of Advil because hopefully we'll be enjoying it together. Our husbands are out of town, so we're going to celebrate together. And birthday's not really my thing. We were talking about this. I don't like birthdays. Do you?
I don't even know if you know this about me. I have a very awkward situation. I don't like opening gifts in front of other people. Mm-mm. I don't even like acknowledging gifts in front of other people. I will leave the gifts and the cards there on the table and just say thank you so much until everybody leaves. Mm-hmm. I have literally left gifts on the table for a month. And my husband has said, are you going to open that? Whereas like Jarrett is somebody, he rips it right away. He throws it out right away. And I'm just like, Jesus Christ. I mean, did you enjoy the holiday? It's all over. So I'm very awkward about it. I like to have my minute. And I think that has to do with attention. So yes, in a nutshell, birthdays, no. I like drinking. I like celebrating. I like being taken out to dinner. But yeah, no.
Yeah, no, I'm the same way. I think that's also why I didn't want a wedding. I know your wedding was very small, but I didn't like the
idea.
On
my husband's birthday, by the way, which he loved.
There we go. More reasons to celebrate. Yeah. But yeah, you can't forget his birthday or your anniversary. So you guys got that on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, why did you guys decide to have it on his birthday?
It just worked out? It was the weekend that was available at the in Montana. Yeah. It just worked with the schedule. And in hockey, you only have like a certain amount of like weekends and all that. So
that makes sense.
Yeah, sure. Does it? I don't know. Maybe it was cheaper that weekend. I don't know.
So Ryan, what are you eating?
Oh, tacos. Where is he?
Taco Monday.
I love that. So in celebration of our birthday, we wanted our two favorite Ryans to come on. Someone mentioned our husbands, but we were like, yeah, no, that doesn't work for us.
Our husbands do not want to talk about us.
No. Ryan Russillo gave me an idea a couple weeks ago when I was showing him a horrible outfit of me working the Stanley Cup Game 7, Tampa Bay, Calgary in Tampa, like I said, for the Stanley Cup. And he said, we should have saved a piece of clothing from each year that was totally horrible. And I said, you know what? Let's go through like pictures of us throughout our career and have Ryan Randall break it down for us. And that's what we're going to do in this podcast.
I love it. I mean, all it takes is a Google search to find out how many bad outfits and hairstyles I've had over the years. But, you know, look, a little self-deprecation goes a long way, is what it is. When did you start wearing extensions? Because I feel like that's a lot of our pictures.
I started wearing extensions, I think maybe, I remember I got them for a Christmas game. I remember I wore an orange blazer for it. It was a bowl game. I don't remember, but I was so excited. I got totally out of control for it. I mean, like, just the extensions got crazy. I still got them, you know, giving my head a little bit of a break right now.
Your hair is actually really long.
Thanks. It's not, but it's getting there. Whatever. No, we're working broken. With it.
These are broken. Mine are broken.
Yep. I've had them for a while, but I went back this weekend and really looked at pictures of myself and just thought to myself, oh my God, this is awful.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, sadly though, I mean, it's a blessing and a curse. Our jobs, unlike most people's jobs, do remind us of how bad our outfits and hairstyles have been, but hey, it's fun.
People on Twitter remind us too. So thank you all of you so much for forgetting about our feelings and our confidence level and, making comments.
Go through all of that. And again, I think that sometimes when people are like, I've said like, oh, you know, my girlfriend and I share a birthday. People are weirded out that we share a birthday. It is a little bit odd. But what's even more odd is I was supposed to be born on May 11th. That was my mother's due date for me. But May 11th was already my father's birthday and my sister's birthday. So imagine if it would have been all three of us. So that's an interesting fun fact. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. I wish my mom had held me in till May 5th so I could, you know, celebrate Cinco de Mayo with my friend Megan Carter. But I was born at 1:11 on May 4th. I was born so fast, almost in the parking lot of the hospital in my parents' Datsun, that I was almost named Datsun. So, you know, I had things to do.
You did. I was, it's weird that I know this. I don't remember a lot of specifics, but yeah, 6:59 p.m. I know this because Kathy Thompson always texts me at 6:59 p.m. Aww. On my birthday. I was born 9 pounds, 11 ounces, which is massive. So I'm surprised she even did it naturally. But anyways, here we are. We have a fun podcast ahead of us. Ryan's in the other room. By the other room, I mean 10 feet away from me right now. Ryan, thank you for letting me crash your house. We are going to talk to the Ryans when we come back because the people want what they want. They keep asking, where are the Ryans? And for our birthday, they are appeasing us and giving us a little birthday present with a trip down memory lane. And we will also supplement our podcast because a lot of this podcast will be about visuals on our Instagram account, which Aaron dominates.
Yep. We'll give the people what they want for our birthday and make sure you check out our socials too. We'll post all these pictures on there so people can do, you know, make us feel worse about ourselves. And that's on Calm Down Podcast IG. So check it out. We're at 11K, you know, really crushing the views.
We'll be back with more. That is, if Ryan doesn't choke on the tacos that he's happy.
Oh my God, have some water. Did he make the tacos himself?
No, they were delivered right before we started the podcast. Well, there he is. Look at this guy. You know, he always helps out someone in need. This guy does. And great Wi-Fi. We're not going to have an issue over here. The Ryans are back by popular demand. Ryan, thank you for letting me crash your house. I always have issues in technology, so let's see how this goes. Maybe it's a me thing. Hi, Ryan Randall.
Hello.
How
are we?
We're good. We're so excited. Thank you, guys. This is our birthday present from you. So you don't worry. If you already sent something in mail, don't worry about it.
That's tomorrow, right?
Yes, it will be. By the time it airs, we will be recovering from our hangover from our birthday party, but we're all having a beverage. I'm going to cover the sponsor. You're not having a drink because you don't drink anymore.
I have to get up super early, so I know where these go.
Ryan's also watching games in the background, which is news to me since I don't watch any NBA. I didn't realize how many points are scored in the league these days. But that's not important. Aaron and I have covered sports for a long time, and we all have had, we were joking about our terrible outfits that we've had. So.
Oh, no.
And suddenly Clay Aiken joins the conversation.
Yes.
Welcome, Clay.
Now, we have to describe these two people that are at not watching on YouTube and listening on the podcast. If you're listening on the podcast, we highly recommend that later on, yes, you follow up and hear it twice and actually see the photos. Ryan Russillo, take us through what this is and exactly what in the hell you were thinking.
So, the whole premise, we were out to lunch one day and we were talking about different outfits. And I said, you guys should do sort of a fashion deal where you go back and forth and pick, because there's some like poofs that EA has that I kind of secretly love, the high belt.
Don't
deal.
Tell. Like, yeah, we'll get to that after the break. Just, I mean,
in
Jesus.
General. And then thick Carissa, double C's.
Big 10 right, Carissa big is what we Carissa call me.
Was something I was always a fan of. So then we just spun it back around and said, all right, why don't the guys get involved? So this. For those listening, there's a ESPN PR photo. Right. There's an ESPN PR photo, and it was the first one that they ever took of me once I became part of the – they never took them before, but once it was Scott and I in the radio show, first incarnation, the SVP show, they were like, hey, let's do some PR shoot stuff. So they released one where there's a bigger version of one, but I have – this is back when guys were doing the dress shirts, and you'd get a double XL, and now guys get larges. I think that might have been – a Robert Talbot, and I was fired up because that's over $100 a shirt. The collar's
what
wide
year open. Was this, do we think?
This is 2009.
Okay.
And I'm losing a weird line of hair up top, but I still have hair. And then it doesn't matter. I could be 4% body fat, and I have like a weird little double chin thing going on. And then you could also see a scar from a punch. But I look like I'm an intern that they did a favor for, and they were like, do you want to sit behind the microphones and show it to your buddies? And so that's kind of the picture. And it was so horrible because I'm not a great smiler. And I had a friend say, maybe you should hire a smile consultant. I said, even if that's a good idea, I'm not doing it. And so this was the photo that ESPN would release every time anybody asked for a photo of me. And it went on for a couple of years. I said, hey, can we lose this one? Because it's like, I know I'm not the hottest guy, but this one makes me feel like you guys are doing it on purpose. Like you don't want me to be successful. And they're like, no problem. We did 20 different photo shoots. It never changed anything. They released this photo for 10 years.
I know. I couldn't get rid of my brown suit. I still can't get rid of my, oh, I didn't submit that picture when I was very Big Ten Carissa. But anyways, I think you look great, buddy.
Ryan Randall, what do you think?
I mean, listen, this is giving me all sort of Clay Aiken vibes from, I mean, what was that? Circa 2004, season two? Of
yeah, so 5 years later, I went with it.
I mean, you know.
I love it.
Nothing a little tan and...
Next
be
picture.
Honest. Go ahead, Ryan. You can give it. You can
go,
give it.
Ryan. No, no, no.
The real question is that triple XL shirt like tucked into what kind of pants?
Yeah.
Yes.
Pleated chinos.
Of course. Was there hot. Another guy?
Blockbuster chinos?
Hot.
No, Gap.
Oh!
Wow. All right. So we're right into the next one. This is
full description.
Yeah, exactly. As a pod expert, explain to the listeners right. Okay. What we're seeing.
So we're on slide two now. And this was me presenting somewhere. Now, that jacket I'm excited about and I still own.
Is that leather?
No, it's kind of a linen blazer from Xenia. And I bought it with money I made hosting a TV thing. Not splash type of money.
Wow.
But I was like, you know what? Whatever I get out of this, I'm just going to buy a jacket that I would never buy elsewhere. So then that, and then, you know, the handkerchief was ridiculous. I think at that point, I may have stepped up to a Brioni shirt. So this whole thing, this whole top is expensive, but I'm still hanging on to the hair. The double chin is outrageous in this photo shoot. I'm just not photogenic. And what I've learned is it's kind of great because when you meet me in person, you're like, oh, he's not repulsive.
Rye, your thoughts on this look?
I mean,
well,
is that
I just want to know if he ate a shit sandwich. What's that look on your face? No, I'm kidding.
Is that also the blazer that you just like keep in the car for like when you have to throw on a blazer?
It is that like, kind of blazer,
you,
Ryan.
You can't have dinner without it, but you're like, I've got one in the car. Great. Like,
right. Great observation kind of because like blazer, I mean. One of the sales points was, you know, and when you're flying around for business, you can keep this in your attaché and you can take it right out. And, you know, he goes, it's actually even comfortable on a plane. I'm like, dude, I basically wear diapers now on a plane, like these guys that are in blazers. But yes, that was That was a big selling point. I still have this. I move with it. People ask me about it. I've only brought
we'll
it
get
on
it.
A few
we'll
times.
We'll get it in the commercial break. I want to make sure I wear that for the end of this.
I'm proud of this. I still like this purchase. I don't like this look, though. I'm in the middle of confusion.
No, you were trying to be a model in this, but I know exactly what this pose is. I've had it many times where it's like you're trying to be serious and smoltery and like the whole thing.
Also, the deal.
Randall, what are you? Go ahead, what are you asking, Randall?
I mean, A, I want to know who is asking about this blazer, as indicated by the other Ryan. And B, are you still a fan of a gingham shirt?
Well, I'm not anti-gingham. I'm sure I'm probably behind a little bit. I've kind of accepted as I get older, I'm probably missing trends by about 18 months or so, but I'm okay with that. I still have both of these things. The other setup we don't have anymore, but I think EA is on it because the biggest thing is when you're on those step and repeats or whatever they call it. Is that what this is called?
Yeah, no, it's exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody was kind of like, who the fuck is this guy?
No.
There was a lot of that for me. So
you didn't have a sign holder?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This was a college football thing, clearly. I see the ESPN in the background.
Great eyes.
I will say thank you so much, Ryan Randall. I am into a gingham shirt. Not sure, because I don't know anything about fashion. Buy my clothing line. That I don't know if it's still in. I was at, I'm going to just say it right now, Jonathan Quick's house, because I'm friends with his wife, and he came home in a gingham shirt. He looked great, and I told him.
I was just... inquiring minds want to know. Like, oh. I am actually a fan of a gingham shirt.
I think it's seasonal and it's geographical. You throw on a gingham shirt in a la warm Southern California weather or out in Newport or maybe Martha's Vineyard and you
Martha's
fit right
Vineyard
in.
Still plays, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Plus, Quickie Babes has those tats all up and down. His, like,
give me
arms,
a sleeve.
So
you could wear anything.
Really mm-hmm. freaking works. Yep.
Next.
I think he had 33 saves the other night. You know what I mean? Oh, boy.
There yes. she is.
This is Georgia Tech Thursday night football. I will tell you exactly what's happening. First of all, the extensions are horrific. If you could separate them a little bit. Wow. Well, they're past the areola. No, they're not. Well, they probably are if you curl
not
them.
Not Chris Areola. He's not. He didn't win the other night.
They're driving by.
But what you can't see with this photo is the poof.
Oh, you
for-
can see the belt.
No, the belt's coming. Don't worry. But for our listeners on the podcast at home, the poof on top with my hair, which Ryan Russillo was referring to. So the outfit, let me tell you, it's a full white button-down shirt with a, you heard me, BCBG top that I threw over like a sweater situation. And then what I remember being really in from Jeremy, the sales associate that would always help me at Lenox Mall at the BCBG, was the belt. Now, you talk about the hair going down to the areola. How about the belt being tucked up right under it? I mean, what? Who That's knew? Cool. I needed both of them.
You
Tons
know
of
who
support.
Knew is Lisa G.
Lisa G, line one, my executive producer at Extra, by the way, she's still there and will make fun of herself for this.
She's got a poof and a belt. So let me tell you something.
She's got a belt that hit my ass a few times when I worked there. I'll tell you that belt. God, she did not like me. But this belt is the gift that keeps on giving.
Oh, God. I mean, how did I even do those from the back? Well, I know what I did. I did it in the front. I rolled it right around. Thought I was living for myself. This was definitely Georgia Tech versus North Carolina Thursday night football must see TV.
Oh, my. John Sally loves this outfit.
Yeah.
Huge sure. fan.
Oh, my
I
God.
Mean, towel neck sweater. Like, how, like, I don't know. Like, I'm kind of into, sans the belt, I'm kind of into it. I'm not going to lie.
Sans, yeah.
I can't see the poof, but. I mean,
I know. I'm bummed about that. We'll add it into our socials for everybody, all the fans out there. 11K we hit, by the way. Hey,
I just love that you remember the sales associate, Jeremy.
Jeremy, loved
Shout
him.
Out.
And I was always, he was like, hey, yay, it's Jeremy. I love him so much. He's the best. I see him sometimes on Instagram, but notice the mood ring as well, guys. It was accessorizing. Wow.
Is it a mood ring or like a chunky bamboo situation?
Yeah,
bamboo.
I don't know.
Chunky bamboo jewelry was very, or coconut shell.
I had so many of those to cover my tattoo wedding ring. That's another story.
Let's be honest, Ryan. I was just impressed that I finally put like a piece of jewelry on because I wasn't wearing crap then.
I like the
but this
gloss.
Girl, thank you.
Timeless.
No, yeah, timeless. There she was. Just timeless.
You work on commission, right, Jeremy?
Yep. He did. He loved me.
I bet he did.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Hey, girl. Yellow. Yep. Follow the yellow brick road. Fantasy. Who needs a purple shampoo?
So
huh?
cute. My. How old were you? Look at the red nails. Cute.
This was before I really became Big Ten Carissa, and that means eating a lot. But this was a 26. I was 26 here. What I always like to do was have the tank top.
Go to the mall to get your hair done. Well, cute.
Yeah. No, Ryan, not only that, but and then keep it in for 4 days. See how long it would last in that ponytail.
It looks solid.
I would, you know the deal. That Sebastian hairspray was, or Aquanet probably is what it really was. Nothing was getting through that thing.
Now, describe your outfit for everybody at home.
For everyone at home, it's a black blazer, classic. Underneath, I always loved like some kind of like silk or wannabe silk. It definitely wasn't silk top.
Oh, yeah.
And there's, again, not shown in this photo is a belt. I, like you, Aaron, belted everything. Really wanted to highlight the waistline I had for a while. You know what I mean, right?
Yeah.
The red nail polish. I prided myself on always having my nails done. What else is happening
and
here?
And a good earring. A good Claire's earring.
I still
earring.
Go for that Claire's cubic zirconium diamond. Kiosk for sure. But yeah,
I mean, this is like a full mall look.
Completely.
Like she ran into Macy's to get an INC blazer.
Check.
Oh, INC.
She stopped at Express to get the little cami top.
Yes.
And
then
the girl, like as she's headed out the door, it's like, girl, you want to buy my flat iron? Let me do your hair.
Check. Set and then hit up icing.
Minutes, the two queens banged that out. And then she was like, she bounced. Like, just like. Amazing.
I'm going to grab a pretzel.
Your makeup looks really good, by the way.
Oh, well, I still don't know how to do makeup. So that's probably where I peaked at age 26, 12 years ago.
This was a basketball game?
This was a basketball game. I believe it was a Purdue. It looks like red in the background. So I'm going to go Ohio State.
Ohio State. Yep.
But yeah, this was Rutgers. No, they weren't in the Big Ten at the time.
No, Ryan.
Yeah. Also, this should be your submission photo for when you want to do weather.
Oh.
Why? In what city?
I mean, any.
Any
Scottsdale.
City.
This is like an LA girl.
Right? Me?
No, not my girl who does weather for NBC. She is fabulous. I got to look her name up. She's great.
Carissa Sleet?
Nope.
Sally,
I'm looking it up
San
right
Diego.
Now. Lauren knows. She's on this. I love her. NBC.
Let's give the year when these pop up. Oh, Wendy.
Wendy Williams.
Again, Thursday night football. The two reasons, three, I bring this up is, hey, babe, you want to tuck your shirt in? I know this shirt. I forgot who made it, but it was a longer fuchsia situation. I remember loving it because I remember
BB?
How... No, it wasn't BB, mm-hmm. but it was something like that.
BB's always short.
Express.
Couple things about this shirt. That I liked it against my really, really, really horrifically platinum hair. I also am confused why I never tucked it in. Also, with this whole situation, I remember that it's hot out there. Thursday night football, forgot where we were, but I was excited about it. I want to say South Carolina. Armpits were always on fire in this shirt, like soaked through the silk. So that, as you can see, my arm placement, it's like kind of like, you know,
yeah,
like when you
in.
Do biceps, you
that's
start
why you gotta go with the
in.
Black blazer.
No, you're not showing your armpits. Also, I'm horrible at accessories, as you can tell from this photo. I have a chain basically down to my knees, two chains, but there's only one chain. And then we've got the real like wide, thick bracelet from
Forever 21.
Yeah, great. Looks just like it. Again, could somebody give this girl a brush? Well, I just don't understand why I wasn't tucking in my shirt.
I'm surprised you were on ESPN 2 with that hair. but I think you do deserve
a
lot
please,
of credit.
I see a few announcers with this hair now. Let's stop it.
I'm just saying. I think,
me, last year.
I think you deserve
six
a, lot
months
of,
ago.
A lot of credit for being on the Wonder Woman thing so much sooner than everybody else.
Oh,
was.
Yes. Power,
Gal
power,
Gadot.
Power. She-Ra. I was wearing She-Ra jewelry here. Also,
I'm actually very into that cuff. I mean, the chain like could have been doubled up. And at the time, nobody was tucking in shirts. So
why?
That low-bottom jean that you have on.
Why?
Just living an untucked life.
That's what it was. Like,
hey, that guy
you
made a business
hot when this photo was taken.
I love you. My hair was obscene. As Krista and I can say, low light. Can anyone add a low light in? I mean, this is insane. Also, I love it because I'm such a square, as Jesse Palmer used to say about me in college and on Thursday Night Football. He was probably doing this game with me. I love how I have to make sure I'm wearing the cami because you can't have one hint of cleavage on Thursday Night Football.
Ratings. You know, who had the best camis? BP. I had those in every color.
What was teal, BP?
Brass Plum.
The gas Nordstrom's.
Yeah.
No, you know what I'm talking about, Randall. The Brass Plum at Nordstrom's was the like king and queen
of every girl that worked there wore them under a blazer with a wide leg trouser and some pointy toe flat.
That, again, was my outfit last week.
Mm-hmm. I'd love to know what game this was. I was so excited. God.
You're excited. You are absolutely excited. You're selling that stand up. Like, well, I talked to Coach Paul Johnson, and he told me they love their running back depth.
Wow.
This is not an outfit.
I know. I was going to, well, I didn't submit
this
to Love Island?
No, it must have enlarged like my, you know, waist size as things went on. I think what this original picture that was submitted was at least the blazer to show you I was steadfast in the black blazer. But while we're here, Ryan Randall, what I'd like to have you
Amanda Bynes and her murdered vagina?
Is the... edit.
Can you see that here?
Is the breakage of this hair, because this is right after I went black hair and then went back to blonde because, you know, I was on a suicidal path to Frumpyville, AJ.
That's what that's been said about you.
It is. AJ, not Derulo. And so there's so much breakage happening here. And these hoops, I thought the hoops, like anytime I wore big hoops, I was like, it'll make my face look skinnier. Mind you, I'm still wearing hoops right now. So this is not really much to say here since this photo blew up. So we'll go on.
Ryan, did women not know a thing about adding low lights? Now I feel like you can't get enough of roots.
Like everybody. You know what was also really hot? What year was that?
Well, look at this. This outfit was submitted for a number of reasons. Also, Rob Gronkowski. But this was my short hair days.
What year?
This.
What year was the hoop picture?
Yeah. What year was the old breakage photo?
The old breakage photo would have been 2008. Mm-hmm. And then
right around the time that girls were getting extensions, but extensions were such shit. Like you would have seven different ways of putting them in your hair. Like none of them blended.
I'm going to tell you an extension story right now.
Felt like camel hair. Like it was horrible.
Camel.
Yes. I didn't have the money to pay for good extensions. So Kelly, who used to be Victoria Trilling's assistant at Fox Sports, she always had the best extensions. And I was like, Kelly, where do you get your extensions done? She gave me her place and I got my hair done there. But this was a total white girl mistake. I washed my hair every single day. Well, it was a full weft. So a couple weeks went by and I was married at the time. And I was like, Rob, my head is like really itching and it smells. I said, you have got to cut this weave out. He starts to cut it out. It had molded underneath the full weft because I didn't realize I wasn't supposed to wash it. How gross is that?
Well, more importantly, like if you're going to wash it, you need to fully dry it.
Hello, I know. Like, you know me.
And I've been in multiple glam room situations.
Not
where
Erin Andrews's.
It suddenly is smoky and smells like fish. Like what the fuck is going
on? What?
No, it was amateur hour for me in the early goings. And then let's just say that's why I went with this haircut. I was like, you know what? Cut it all off.
I love it. This is giving me like sex on a stick. I'm so into this.
Yeah, this is not ugly. We said ugly photos. No,
ugly photos is talking about my hair. We went from...
You look so good here.
If you guys think this is great, well then that's...
I like it.
That's okay. We can...
I think this is your best look. You think that's my best look?
Oh, it's not
crazy. I think you look great.
Let's not go crazy. We'll go crazy with the sun. Oh, look at that ocean view.
Russillo, what? Okay. Well, before we go crazy
Lord
with
the Rings?
Jerry Bruckheimer, Pirates of the Caribbean. All right, we'll get to my question to you in a minute. Again, I think this is Thursday night football, or this may be like a Monday night baseball sitch. I was really dressing up. Again, the accessories. I am wearing a love a button down shirt. I do. I still do. I don't give a shit. So does Victoria Beckham. But why must I put a goddamn sweater, a short one with little cap sleeves over it, and a weird belt under my boobs? I mean, I don't know. But I was impressed with my necklace because I still don't do shit like that. What are you saying?
Is that for your arrows and your hunting knife?
Yes. I was definitely trying to be cast with Johnny Depp with this outfit.
I mean, I can't see your face.
It's
however, knowing a classic EA lip purse, like you're so annoyed in this.
Yeah, it's something didn't go annoyed. Right.
Yeah.
I love a good button down. I mean, the sweater is questionable, as are those
BCBG again.
I mean, you know, like
Jeremy, I loved him. He was so great. Can we go back to the extensions? I wasn't mad at them here. Obviously, styled by Aaron Andrews with the extension. Ryan Russillo, what's your worst nightmare with hooking up with a girl with extensions?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Well, I thought it was like a thing everybody made fun of. So I didn't know. I thought it was like a bad thing. Like, oh my God, this is terrible. And then they were off on their own. They went for like a little trip. And so when I woke up the next day, I was like, what is this? And then I was like, I can't believe her hair fell out. And so I was thinking like I was a loser, but I didn't realize like that was the deal. It just that whatever her glue situation was, it wasn't very solid.
So, or clipping.
Right. So I was kind of like, man, like I was looking down at myself like, man, they hooked up the girl with a wig.
It's like the scene in Pretty Woman where Richard Gere looks over and he sees her natural red locks flowing and he's like, much better.
Fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's what my story's going to be. Amazing redhead sleeping over.
She doesn't go anywhere that she's photographed.
This was just a classic lace front, you know, Ann Taylor for sure. Belted again.
Again, not ugly.
What are you? I was wearing, again, you don't see the full picture here. There were boots that I wore with this and tights. The whole outfit is.
You're also in New York. Right?
Yeah. It's not like you're trying out for a Pirates of the Caribbean.
You guys are so nice. Ryan, thank you. You guys are so nice because this, well, since we're going with the Pirate of the Caribbean theme, wait till when we show you the full picture, what these boots were.
Oof. Made for walking.
Yeah. I mean, yes.
I think this was fine. What was this for?
High heel and pointy toe?
Yeah, this was for extra. I'm supposed to be on an entertainment show with like fashion. It was terrible.
I think you look great.
This looks like TRL.
Yeah, it does.
It does look like TRL.
Nick Lachey, where are you? No, I miss it every day. I'm on BCBG's website. They have great stuff. What happened?
Why did Jeremy stop calling?
I love Jeremy. Atlanta. It was such a good one. I gave them all my money. I made the shift from Ann Taylor, you know?
Hence the reason he kept calling.
Oh, yeah.
You know what, though? Sweet. I think what we've learned. Whoa. Yep.
Matt.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Painter.
Painter. Yeah, love him. Not Prater. That's Purdue. Different.
So what is this? 1984?
There's a belt. Leopard belt.
No, this is still my
suit? I'm not sure.
It was the belt. It was this picture was submitted to, again, show my yellow hair, Ryan, given that I have an expert here.
It is lighter.
Yellow hair. Yellow hair. animal print was huge.
Animal print's still neutral. Is.
No, it took a break for a while. It recently came
animal
back.
Animal print is the ultimate neutral. You listening to me?
I'm trying.
It's a neutral.
Too.
Who's that behind him? Who was on the team? Robbie Hummel? I know that's not him. I just saw him on the news the other day. He's part of an Olympic event, 3-on-3. He's awesome. I know that's not him. I was trying to figure it out.
So
that's a dance team, though. You're definitely either at Illinois or Ohio State again,
or
Ohio
Indiana State. Because playing Purdue in that
big game,
big rivalry.
Where'd you
but
live,
huge.
Chicago?
Does that have like a long? Are you wearing like a French manicure? Do you have a French tip on?
Of course. There was acrylic for days. And how about when I go to nail places and they're like, we don't do acrylic? It's like they like shun you, being like, we don't do that here.
That's sad.
It happened to me the other day in New York. The guy goes, do you have acrylic on those? I go, it's just to strengthen them. And
They're like, get out of here.
And look at how short they are. They're not even long nails, but there's acrylic for strength. Oh,
why not gel?
Well, I think what we've all learned here is, according to Ryan, best damn sports show days.
Big 12.
Yeah. Whoa, I wasn't even there yet.
Accessories.
Oh, this is best damn sports show?
This is best damn sports show.
How long were you on there? What year?
I was on there from 2006, 2007 to 2000. I think it was done in 9. Mm-hmm. 9, 10. But yeah, that the long necklace, Aaron, like you, the long chain was in. And yeah, just more bad hair. That's my theme.
Baby doll shirt.
Baby doll shirt. Yes. When are those going to come back in?
Which probably wasn't tucked in. And what were you wearing? Like a wide leg trouser?
I'm sure.
Which are in wide leg trousers. Mm-hmm. Is BB still going? I'm going to check it out.
Yeah, definitely. So. I have a gift card.
I have a gift card.
Oh, there's the Cammy.
Speaking of the heart of the ocean, right around my neck, Jack.
So this is EA, another college. This is outdoors.
Pissed
sideline.
Off. No, this has got to be, I know it exactly. I would never wear that shirt for college. This is the Little League World Series or the College World Series.
But you're outside.
I'm pissed off. It's hot. My hair looks like trash. Again, no blending with the extensions. I've got the heart of the ocean around my neck. Some weird, I know what this is. It's a purple cotton dress. Again, apparently I feel like I need to wear a cami because God forbid I show I'm a woman. W-O-M-E-N. So real tightened up over there. Yeah, I just love doing 5 games in one day, you know? Omaha.
This isn't a bad, there's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, I was going to say the color, and it's a good color. I like, you know, a vibrant color.
Well, when you're covering Oregon State for 2 weeks, you know, you don't want to look like you're cheering for them. So you go purple. It's neutral.
Rule number one, and we will omit who did a whole tutorial on this. But yeah, you're not supposed to wear the color of the team you're covering. Yep. So that's why you have a backup outfit just in case.
Yeah, or you can have somebody complain from, what was it, Oregon or Auburn, because you had a Reebok deal and then it like changed everything.
No, I'll tell you exactly what that was. TCU / who did they play? Wisconsin in the Rose Bowl. Did they play Wisconsin?
I thought it was the national championship because of Oregon.
It was the Rose Bowl.
All right. So what happened?
Are we doing this?
Yeah, I thought so. We don't have to. Maybe you still have deals in the works. I never know with you guys.
I don't have deals. I'm not doing this. I'm being a businesswoman right now.
Oh,
I will say, though,
it was
back
lame. I'll say that. It was very lame.
Well, when you hear the real story, it really was lame.
Right.
Because, yeah.
So to recap, and again, for those of you listening, maybe this has been a very boring podcast, but if you have a visual support, link in bio, then it's been a lot of fun. My takeaways are very bad extensions. Always wear a cami if you want to be professional. And when in doubt, have a blazer in your car.
Yeah. Or, you know. Have better contacts in the PR photo department because I didn't.
Hey, we are on a chat, by the way, right now. And our producer, Ryan, who Ryan Randall loves, wants us to talk a little bit about Bill Gates getting divorced. I was sad about this. I've got to be honest. I was. Don't know him personally. No, I wasn't. I'd love to be really close to them. But 27 years of marriage, that sucks. Ryan Randall?
I mean, listen, I think, you know, we like oftentimes put these people on pedestals, right? It's like they have, it's like, look at the whole Bezos thing. So like, I love that they can make a mutual decision and live their truth. And yeah, like they can do whatever the fuck they want. Like they've got more money than almost everyone. Yeah, no, I say good for them. And I'm sure that neither of them will have trouble finding a worthy suitor.
My girlfriend Heather actually just put on a text chain with our group of friends that she was available if any of us knew Bill. So
is Bill on Raya, you think? Like Friday?
I don't think, yeah.
Super
I'll find
books,
out.
Like tech.
You have to, by the way, do you think I would accept it?
What?
You have to get like a referral to get into Raya.
No, I know. I've heard about it.
Is that still a thing?
What friends of Bill Gates are on Raya?
In the beginning, it was super exclusive. And I feel like now it's like anyone and everyone.
So you're saying Raya's played now? Did you think the thing going around, the girl who released the video said, I matched with Ben Affleck and thought it was a joke. And then Affleck sent her a video, was like, what are you doing? She unmatched him. And he was like, why are you doing that? It was me. And now the video's out. It's been going on all day and it's hilarious. So he was
on it. He's with J-Lo. I want Bennifer to be back.
No.
But not hooking up.
What?
I got to think, though, it's tough to follow A-Rod.
Not hooking up.
Is it, though?
He has a lot of interest. Back to the Gates thing, though. No, that's going to be, I mean, none of us know what happened. All this stuff's going to be written about it. You're right, Ryan. It's their private life. But you do kind of wonder, like, now? Like, what happened where, because I can imagine at some point it's like, man, you work a lot. And it was like, oh, this worked out.
You just watch the documentary on him where he goes up and he's reclusive for months at a time up in a secluded area in the same.
Dude, try a year, months.
You're talking about you and COVID? Whenever we tried to get together with Ryan during COVID, he's like, nope, not doing it.
Just give us this shit about when you can't go out to eat with us because the 4 o'clock games have to be over. I mean, we're really going to have to deal with this crap when you are settling down with a woman. Like, there's some things that's going to have to be a give and take.
Yeah, but then she's going to be looking outside of my house going, all right, so he watches all these games and this is why we live here?
By that, he means the son that's
the sun that's blinding Carissa.
Before we wrap this segment up, we are going to need a Dodgers street beat, which the two of you, I don't know if you know the Ryan Randall street beat situation.
Oh, well, I've got
Randall,
the voice notes.
I want the Ryan Randall here for ABC 7, NBC 4, Fox Sports 219.
Yeah, CNN, C-SPAN, all of it.
Give us the Dodger street beat.
I mean, there's nothing to beat today.
Start with your Ryan Randall.
Really? Is this like my audition tape?
Yes. Do it.
All right. Ryan Randall reporting live here on the mean streets of Chicago, where today's game has been, you've got it, postponed. Tomorrow's doubleheader, 1140 and 440? I don't know. Kershaw kicks off game one, 1120? Now I'm fucking it all up.
No, you're not.
It's 11:40 tomorrow. Doubleheader in Chicago with Daddy Ross. We love Daddy Ross. Yes, we will give you further updates from the Street Beat crew here in Chicago, reporting live for ABC 7, NBC 4, CBS 2, CNN, C-SPAN, and wherever you get your Street Beat news.
How are the Dodgers doing right now?
I mean, listen, it's been a rough couple of weeks-ish. They killed Milwaukee last game, 16-3?
I don't like that term.
I think. murdered. Stomped on. Yeah, a couple of grand slams. It was quite an exciting game, I must say, kids. Also, I found out, I was yesterday years old, that a lot of people didn't know, and I'm not like a huge, the Milwaukee logo was meant to be an MB, not a glove. Did we know that?
No.
A lot of people didn't know that, which I just found out yesterday, which I found so interesting.
That's great. I'm never going to look at that logo the same.
Well, I know you guys have
a great logo.
I know you guys have to go.
I like the slide.
It was submitted like in one of those random, like, make us a logo and we might use it contests. Anyway, back to the Dodgers.
Yeah, follow your dreams.
Well, Aaron and I have tried to follow our dreams despite our outfits. We appreciate you guys weighing in. Ryan, I say you bring that headshot back. It's timeless, you know?
Yes. The jacket one, the blazer.
And I may actually have the original audition glasses of Clay Aiken in my possession.
Oh my God. You buried the lead.
When we reconvene here, you know.
What do you think he sang? What was his song? What was his song in the finale? Oh, it was a good one. I loved a Clay Aiken finale song. Know. Hold,
did
please.
Did you?
He had some soul to him, Clay. A lot of the other guys.
I did.
Ruben
loved it.
Stuttered, and Ruben always carried a towel. That's my kind of guy.
Invisible. If I were invisible. Yes, yeah, right. I loved it.
That is right.
Guys, thank you.
Lakers are on.
It's our birthday.
Thank God.
Happy birthday.
Thank you for our happy birthday present, which Cheers. Is blessing us with your time, Ryan, which is so important. And thank you for your house and your Wi-Fi.
Thank you for friendship.
Oh.
If you could just give me 30 minutes to just share some thoughts.
Stupid. Goodbye. Ryan Randall, thank you. You have 700 jobs. Thank you.
Happy birthday, girl.
700. Love you. Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.